Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, April 1st, 2018 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. FYI, the most recent draft of the PDF that holds the text for these shows, uploaded this morning, is number 1026-1026. Sisters and brothers, it's almost 2 years now since the murder of Prince. And I still can't wrap my mind around it. The fact that no left of even modest media means, or any that could reach me at least, considered his political analysis, let alone supported his call for authentic freedom for over 35 years, his entire professional life. Now, I do understand to some degree the Plato's tribesmen systematically took from us everyone we needed to clearly get the political significance of Prince. Although, wait a minute, he did tell us that the U.S. is a veiled form of fascism in Colonized Mind, the Lotus Flower CD, 2009, which is pretty explicit. So we mustn't forget the Plato's tribe control the media and so paint a false picture of Prince and skew how we see him, then control what we are told is and think of as the left, the opposition, quote unquote, to the system. So we start out as young people on our mission to end this illness, the sickness, this lack of caring that we see around us, having been given a massive injection of lies and false information. And they hide, these power guys, behind armies of agents and concepts like wealth. Very few of whom these agents on an individual basis can see the whole of what the totalitarian machine they serve is doing, so that each one can plausibly deny responsibility. And in a sense, all of us are agents in being unconscious until we aren't. I keep coming back to those first words Jesus spoke to Paul. Why are you persecuting me? Awake up and shake yourself loose, deep probe into his on automatic totalitarian training. Amazing what the questions the ancestors give us will do if we allow them to. Jesus was jump-starting Paul's thought process. It's what prophets do. There is no heart, no caring, as even a remote possibility behind a totalitarian machine. Heart, caring, exists only by virtue of reflection, our ability to compare the machine with the infinite, the love written in our hearts. Over the carnage rose prophetic a voice. Be not disheartened. Affection shall solve the problems of freedom yet. Those who love each other shall become invincible. They shall yet make Columbia victorious. Were you looking to be held together by lawyers, or by an agreement on paper, or by arms? Nay, nor the world, nor any living thing will so cohere. Quote from Walt Whitman. We depend on artists to document the all of it, need the righteous to remind us that only love judges us, that love is that alternative to the system which, as young people, we seek. But we need Paul and Prince to explain how to achieve it.